The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
DW60's Press Row is sponsored by Brandon Boudreau and Love the Mouse Travel. Brandon can help you plan the right time for you and your family to visit the Walt Disney World Resort. Make vacationing stress-free by letting Brandon guide you through all the new policies and other changes like park reservations, My Disney Experience, virtual queue navigation, resort and dining recommendations, and much more. Brandon can even help you save money by applying new promotions after booking if they can be applied to your trip. And the best part about having Brandon help you plan your magical vacation is that it's completely free. So what are you waiting for? Start planning your magical vacation today by calling 228-348-1225 or send an email to brandon@lovethemousetravel.com. More information can be found on his Facebook page. Just search for Brandon at Love the Mouse Travel. And make sure to use reference code DW60 to let Brandon know we sent you.
Is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It's DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey. We are glad that you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Man, it feels good to be back. I really missed it. It's been a long time since we've gone two consecutive weeks without a show.
It has. Has it been that long? I think, what, 3 weeks for us?
I guess 3 weeks.
2 weeks since, for them?
Yeah, since the last time we recorded.
That's crazy.
We missed it.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I found myself kind of, I guess it was the first Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of sat there and it was around the normal time that, you know, both of us would get home and we kind of just get out of our work clothes, put something comfortable on, get ready to do a show. And I sat there and I was just, I need to pack boxes. I don't need,
yeah, I was like, what
not
do we
doing
do?
A show, you know, like it's weird. And
it's just part of our routine, part of our schedule. And
yeah,
we schedule things around it and, you know, what we're going to have for dinner and what we're doing that week. Like, it's all kind of built up around this. And so when we didn't have this, we were like, well, what do we do? And then Friday mornings, it was just strange. You know, we got to pick fun music to air on the station. And
Oh yeah.
That was great.
That was a fun thing to do. Yeah.
It wasn't a show.
No, it wasn't a show.
But now we're moved in. We're starting to get settled.
Well,
starting to get settled.
There's the, like, this moving stuff is for the birds.
Oh,
I'm just going to tell you right now.
The worst. This is why we haven't done it in like 5 years.
Golly. You know, I just, the whole process of just packing everything up and getting it over here. I mean, thankfully, I had three individuals come and help us with the furniture.
Yeah.
Which were, they were fantastic, you know. But the rest of the time before that, I was spending every single night after work boxing things up, putting it in my Jeep, driving 30 minutes each way to bring stuff over here just so we didn't have as much to do, you know, with
And
furniture and stuff like that, you know.
We'd come home.
I still
and
didn't
we'd
get
pack
done.
More.
Yeah.
To then put in the cars the next day when we come home. It was crazy.
So yeah, this movement stuff for the birds. When I say right now, I don't ever want to move again. No, I wouldn't say that. But I don't want to do it for a while.
We got one more move in us.
I got one more.
We got one more move.
Because I tell you what, my back and my knees are screaming at me.
You've always said to me, when we move to Florida, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. I'm not doing it again.
It better be the dream house.
Yeah.
Because I ain't doing it again afterwards.
Well, we don't have,
unless I win the lottery.
Things on the walls yet, or like decorations out, but we've got most of our furniture. We got some new furniture that was delivered. The only thing we're waiting on is our bed.
Yeah,
bed frame.
I dedicated an entire afternoon just to get this room up and running.
Yeah, the studio.
And putting I got the desk together the day before, but as far as wiring and all this other stuff that I needed to do, I dedicated an entire afternoon to it. I'm halfway happy with it. I just need studio foam in here really badly, though.
Yes, it does have some echo. But when we get stuff on the walls, it'll help. When we get the foam, we have foam on the way. It's coming.
It's coming. Great state of New Jersey. It's on its way.
It's coming.
Yeah. So, interesting thing, though, even though we took time off.
Disney did not get the memo and was just rapid fire news.
Golly gee whiz.
Like, if you want stuff to happen, we'll take the week off and everything will open.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody's wearing a mask anymore at Walt Disney World.
Fireworks are back.
Cast members are maskless, too.
The barriers are gone off of transportation.
Yeah. No more physical distancing.
Nope. Filling in all available space. All of it.
I mean, it's just like the day after, and I just went, what? Hold on. It's absolutely nuts. When things get rolling from all of these restrictions that Disney has been, having in place ever since they opened back up, when they decided that we're going to start lifting things, they really said, let's just go ahead and just do it.
Like we talked about, we used the phrase a couple weeks ago, ripping the Band-Aid off.
Oh, yeah.
And they sure did.
Oh.
Open the floodgates.
like I would prefer them to put a small Band-Aid back on just a little bit.
And not that...
Like, I don't know.
It just feels like a lot all at once.
It's a lot, yeah. It's totally a lot. Like this, for instance. I'll start with this. Remember the good old days of extra magic hours?
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the, like the old, we have to, I think we have to start calling extra magic hours the OG.
Retro?
Yeah. Because I have this little feeling that it's not going to return.
Probably not in the same capacity.
This is the reason why. What Disney is going to be doing starting on October the 1st is that Walt Disney World Resort guests will get an extra 30 minutes in the park before opening.
Well,
okay.
30 minutes? That ain't nothing.
I walk in the gates. I take a couple of pictures. I grab a frappe from Starbucks.
You've got options.
I don't know.
Definitely a pick one.
Like go to an attraction?
Yeah, you can.
Now that the People Mover is open, or is it closed again? I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
You can ride an attraction get coffee or breakfast or take pictures on Main Street. But I don't think 30 minutes is enough to do more than one of those. So you've just, 30 minutes, if transportation's backed up, you can barely get into the Magic Kingdom in 30 minutes. Like, that's just a minuscule amount of time when it comes to being in the parks in the morning.
I just think it's bad. I think they could give them at least an hour.
Right.
You know? How about an hour? An hour sounds good.
Well, and you notice they said early theme park entry benefit. So they're not saying that you get more time in the parks.
No.
They're just saying that you get to enter it like first. Like you get to cut the line, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Because like we just said, by the time you get in there, everyone else is going to be right behind you.
And what if it's like an attraction that's kind of long, like Spaceship Earth or something else. It's like you've killed the entire time right then and there. It's not like a 2-minute ride on Big Thunder Mountain or something.
Well, I mean, by the time you get back over to Frozen Ever After or Expedition Everest, way back in the park, there's your 30 minutes.
It's done. It's finished. So they give everybody an extra 30 minutes before park opening starting October 1st. The other part that they did is they said that those staying in a deluxe or deluxe villa resort are going to be able to enjoy extended evening hours on select nights in select theme parks. And that's going to happen, again, early October. Specific dates will be announced later on. So check back at DisneyWorld.com for the latest on that. The opinion on this on social media has been a 50-50 split. A lot of people feel that because they are staying in a deluxe resort and they are paying extra money for the extra amenities and perks that you get with a deluxe resort, that they should get something in parks as well. The other side of it is those people, some people feel that
Just because they're staying at a deluxe resort doesn't mean...
Yeah. Like, I'm spending my money in the parks instead of spending money on a fancy resort.
Right, and that's what we do. It's literally just a place with a shower and a bed and a place to keep our luggage. This reminds me of when they were testing out having extra fast passes for club level.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
This kind of along the same vein, kind of what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
Where it's an in park perk tied to your resort rather than your ticket.
Sort of reminds me of an after hours party for just deluxe resort guests.
Right, but instead of paying for a ticket, you're paying an additional room rate.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I don't know. And that's why I kind of wonder, is Disney testing this? Or is this the type of replacement we're seeing for extra magic hours for all guests?
Well, and it says, you know, select days for a select amount of time in select parks. So, who knows, really? Is it going to be every day? Is it going to be 3 days a week? Is it going to be, will you be able to do late night in Animal Kingdom one night? We just truly do not know until it begins, I think. Or until we see the hours pop up on the schedule at some point.
Here's my advice for those staying in a value or a moderate. And you're not getting these extra hours. I think that there's a good chance that you can still stay in the park. But I think they may be scanning Magic Bands, stuff like that, for individuals trying to get on, like, attractions. Mm-hmm. I think there's a good chance you may be able to still hang out. I don't think Disney is going to turn around and say no to those folks who want to pay for merchandise and pay for food and things like that. I mean, there aren't a lot of food options open for, evening extra magic hour type situations. A lot of stuff closes down, but I don't think they're initially going to, kick you out.
I think it may be almost
maybe
the Halloween or Christmas parties where they kind of start like scanning through the crowd.
Yeah, I've seen them do that. Yeah, put ropes up and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a checkpoint almost. But just like the end of the night at any other park, you get on your attraction right as the park closes. Like at 9 o'clock, you can get on the ride up until 8:59.
Right.
And then you might stop at Emporium on the way out or something like that. Like you said, I highly doubt that they're going to stop you from spending money.
Yeah, they want your money. There's no doubt about that.
You won't be able to stay the whole hour, 2 hours, whatever.
No, I don't think so.
But
no.
You might be able to go like an extra 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, I mean, don't feel like because the park closes at 9, you got to be out by 9:05 because it's only for deluxe resort guests right now. No, that's not the case.
And we'll see. Maybe they'll be available on different nights for different resort levels eventually. Maybe this is a crowd control tactic. I don't know. We'll see how it expands and evolves and if it sticks around or
what. Yeah, happens. I think that's why I think maybe testing.
Yeah. Because wouldn't that be cool if, you know, these nights, on Monday night, Epcot is open later for Value Resort guests. Hollywood Studios is open later for Moderate Resort guests. And Magic Kingdom is open later for Deluxe Resort guests or something like that.
It's very interesting. The thing is, for both of these options, though, you'll have select attractions, merchandise, food locations open, be available. You need to bring your Magic Band, your Disney Magic Mobile Pass, Key to the World card, whatever it is you use, and a form of ID with you when you do this stuff. But let us know. I'm especially interested in your 30-minute adventure in the morning before everything opens.
Go, 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 go.
What are you dashing to do?
And they're doing rope drops, so I don't know. Just
strange. That's so strange. That's very weird. Disney did say that the dining plan is going to be returning to Walt Disney World soon.
Ooh.
But that's all they said. That they just simply said, it's coming back.
End of sentence.
With a hard period. And I'm like,
when? Where?
What? When are you going to allow me to enjoy Disney dining plan again is the real question. And they just don't want to release any information yet. Kind of makes you wonder, what are they changing?
Yeah,
what are they doing?
Changing something.
What are you doing?
The fact that they mentioned Disney dining plan makes me think that it'll be something along the same lines. If it was going to have a different name, I don't think they would have used that word specifically.
Like tier levels?
Maybe. Well, like they do with free dining, when there's free dining offers, how it's based on your resort level, maybe it'll be priced differently based on your resort level.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to see. Or we watched a video the other day about SeaWorld, how they have you pay one price and you can have one entree, one side, and one drink every hour.
Not to tell you, SeaWorld is still looking good these days. I don't care what people say.
I've never been. I really need to go.
It's fun. It is fun. The penguins are a lot of fun. Lots of fun. This was an interesting story, this next one. Tell people about it.
We finally got Run Disney news. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for in-person events to come back. And over the last probably week or two, Run Disney was subtly dropping hints and posting little things here and there on social media. But earlier this week, they finally released some information about in-person races coming back to Walt Disney World. We learned that the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend is going to be November 4th through the 7th, 2021. We learned that the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend will be January 5th through the 9th of 2022. And the theme of the 2022 Walt Disney World Marathon weekend is going to honor the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. And the Princess Half Marathon weekend, which is going to be February 24th through the 27th, we'll celebrate courage and kindness inspired by some of our favorite Disney princesses. And then the last big in-person race announcement was there's going to be a Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend. It's going to be March 31st through April 3rd of 2022 is going to be the first one. And this fourth weekend will be the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend featuring new and evolving race themes and distances each year. So it's going to be different. It's going to be a surprise. And I think this will be kind of where we really see Run Disney just get to break out of their box a little bit.
I wonder if it's presented by OtterBox.
Yeah.
Wonder if they're going to give out phone cases.
That'd be cool.
It's a surprise weekend.
So,
that'd be really cool if they did that.
It says new and evolving themes and distances. It almost makes me think we've been watching the track trials for the Olympics coming up this summer. And I, in the past, have been very into the world of track and field, immersed in it, working in it. I've worked at the Olympic trials previously for London. Just my college is Tracktown USA. It's actually hosting the Olympic trials. Track is a big deal. This makes me think that there is going to be relays, maybe
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we're like, they do distance relays where each person runs 10 miles or something.
That'd be very cool.
That's like that. Cool. Yeah. You know, you just never know what you're going to see. So I'm excited for that one. Maybe we'll finally do a Run Disney race. Who knows?
Oh, whoa.
They're like a 5K. They're not timed. There's no scary balloon people for the 5Ks.
Are we doing this virtual or are we going?
No, I want to go.
Oh, you want to go? Okay.
This next offering that they announced, I am really excited for, and it's not as intimidating as a run. It's the Disney Princess Sunrise Yoga.
Yoga.
It says, on the first morning of the Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend, Run Disney will introduce the Disney Princess Sunrise Yoga, a professionally led yoga session in front of Cinderella Castle at Magic Kingdom, before the theme park opens to help runners gear up for their races. So we've seen this in the past on International Yoga Day. And it was only available for cast members.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
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 They actually did it maybe like a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I've always been so jealous. But now it'll be available to everyone.
You know, I've never done yoga before.
No?
No.
I feel like you'd really like it. Well, maybe not at first. Because it's a lot of stretching and balance.
It looks easy to do, but I hear that it's very challenging.
It is. It's a lot of core strength and balance.
Oh, I ain't got that. I ain't really got none of that.
Struggle with balance.
No way. Oh.
in high school, I took yoga as my PE class.
Quick side story. We went to a birthday party this past weekend for my friend Rob. His son was turning 3, and they did the birthday party at a skating rink. Skating has become a new favorite throughout the country, like a new big thing.
Yeah, again. It is like popular again.
Yeah. And everybody's like, are you going to go skate? You going to go skate? And I was like, I haven't skated in 20 years.
I'm like, you don't want me to skate.
And if you see my problems with balancing just trying to walk these days because my knees are so bad, I don't know if I should do yoga.
I know you fell earlier this week in our backyard, on skates.
Jeez. Yeah. It was so sad.
I tripped over a dog leash. I'm like, are you okay? And I said something about it to one of our friends. And she was like, is he okay? And I said, yeah. And she's like, okay, now that I know he's okay, do you have it on video? I'm like, no, I don't have it on video.
No. I would never talk to you again if you set that up, people.
I don't have it.
You promised me you don't have
this?
Yes,
okay, I was too concerned about you on the ground.
I spent a couple minutes.
I know. I'm like, are you good? Are you going to get up? Are we good?
See, I don't know if yoga is going to work out for me.
Or maybe we really need yoga.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we really should.
Okay.
Right. We did learn that there's also going to be a virtual race option for all of the races, and it'll allow fans across the country to participate in their favorite races, even if they're unable to run at Walt Disney World. They are encouraging runners to compete on the same morning of the on-site events as part of the Run Disney community, and they will receive the same finisher medal. So there's a lot of places and a lot of people who still maybe aren't comfortable traveling, or like our friends in Canada or out of the country who aren't able to travel into the U.S. yet. This will be a great way for them to still participate in Run Disney events.
I mean, we're not talking some like participation trophy or something. You get the legit medal.
It says the same finisher medal. Same one.
Don't feel like you're selling yourself short. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
And then
I need to do it.
They said Run Disney Kids races will become the Run Disney Kids Adventures, which are going to be focused on health, fitness, and fun for kids. So a lot of great Run Disney information that we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting on. Finally spilled the beans.
Finally. Get out there and walk, run, speed walk, mall walk, whatever it is you do. Have fun with it.
Do
one. As part of the ongoing changes that are happening around Walt Disney World and have been for the last year or so, Disney did decide to remove the ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls portion of the pre-fireworks announcement there at the Magic Kingdom. What they've decided to do is they now say, good evening, dreamers of all ages. Okay. Cool. All right.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Whatever. I don't care. I just want the fireworks. That's all I care about.
You know, if nobody had pointed it out, I never would have noticed.
No.
I guarantee it. I never would have noticed.
I don't memorize the announcements usually before things like that. I memorize the song and the words to the song and everything else. The whole welcome part, I never would have noticed. I really, unless somebody specifically said, like they did in the story, then I just would have kind of went,
yeah, cool.
They did?
Yeah.
Question mark? Yeah. You know, so folks, it's not that big of a deal.
It's not.
It's really not.
But it's true. People of all ages can all be dreamers.
Yeah. Even with my mind going the way it is, I still dream.
It just, if it's their fifth, the new fifth key that they introduced. So I'm excited. Good for them.
All right. Real quick, before we have to get to a break, which is very soon here, let's talk about the Disney Family Night Dinner. What's going on with that?
So there's two new Disney Family Night Dinners. They're going to be takeout shareable meals. There's going to be one from Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort that's $79. And then there's one from Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa that's going to be $89. Each of them includes a different entree, some side dishes, dessert, and a game. So the one from the Grand Floridian that's $89 has a garden salad, a savory lasagna, two Mickey-shaped cheese or pepperoni pizzas, and a cheesecake in themed to Minnie Mouse with strawberry sauce, whipped cream, and fresh berries. Then the one from Centertown Market at Caribbean Beach Resort has roasted Jamaican-style chicken, fried yuca, cilantro rice, seasonal vegetables, pull-apart rolls with onion jam and guava butter, and a decorate-your-own Mickey and Minnie cookie. So each of these come with a game. You can bring them back to your resort. And the game, each piece gives you a number, and then you dial that phone, that number on the phone in your resort room, and it sends you a message competing, like you can hear it on the phone congratulating you for completing the game. Those are cute.
I'm going to be honest with you here. This one from Centertown Market looks very healthy.
It does.
It looks like a very healthy meal. Like it's got chicken and rice and vegetables, stuff like that. And the other one, you know, you got your pizza, lasagna, and
cheesecake.
Yeah. I mean, the salad looks good.
Yeah, even the salad looks good.
The lasagna looks great. What is that on top of the lasagna?
I think it's cheese.
Is that cheese in the shape of a Mickey head?
I think so.
That is so cool. I love, and look at this cheesecake. Oh my gosh. You know I love cheesecake.
Post of Twitter or Instagram, I can't remember. They weighed the lasagna and it was like 2 or 3 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Of lasagna. So these are very good sized portions. I mean, in $80 or $90, that's what you're going to spend for a family of four at a table service anyways.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of dining, if you want to dine underneath the lovely London sky, the newly reimagined Citrico's over at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is going to be paying tribute to Mary Poppins Returns. It's got some subtle cues from the movie and a nice little garden setting where you can, quote, trip a little light fantastic with me.
With me.
Which is really cool. They got some decorative lamps and chandeliers and stuff like that. Love that movie. If you haven't seen it,
It's very good.
Yeah, very good. There has been some other reopening dates for dining locations around Walt Disney World. Casey's Corner is now back open. Citrico's will be back open on July the 15th. Trails End on July the 17th. Plaza Ice Cream Parlor on July the 7th. And then Dino Diner on July the 4th. Finally, before the break, Disney Vacation Club members, listen up.
They are going to be doing a little bit of a system upgrade for the online and telephone portions for like member facing. And it's going to be from 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, July 17th to Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. DVC members will not be able to book reservations, bank points, make any payments for your dues, your escrows, anything like that. Start or finalize add-on membership purchases or access any part of the website that requires you to log in, including your member dashboard. You'll still be able to check in or out, access the DVC lounge at Epcot, park tickets, park reservations, dining reservations, anything like that. But the biggest thing to take away from this is that if you rely on a digital member card for your DVC benefits, you need to download a new version prior to July 17th at 10 p.m. before this outage.
That's a lot of different things down.
Right, yeah.
That's
for like days.
That's wow, that's crazy. That is nuts.
So if you're a DVC member, just make sure that if there's anything you need to take care of before then,
do
get
it.
On it.
Do it.
They're giving you, you know, 2.5 weeks notice. So
that is true. Lots of time, but got to prepare for things like that. It just happens.
If you were like us with our luck, you would need to contact them during that time. That's just how it would work out.
Do it now. Just do it now. Get it over with. More headlines coming up after the break here on DW60.
So, you want to win cool Disney stuff from the Sorcerer Radio stash?
Did I win?
What color am I?
Tell you guys are looking for a winner?
I
want
it
so bad.
Just visit www.srsounds.com for contests, news, reviews, and personalities from around the world. Disney World. Visit srsounds.com.
And follow us on Twitter at srsounds.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music. All day long. srsounds.com.
Are you listening to a radio station that sounds like this? Why do that? When you can listen to a radio station that sounds like this. It's Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Hey, this is AJ for the D Plus Club, where we cover all things Disney Plus. Each week I'll bring you the latest news and rumours, as well as what's new and what's coming soon to the Disney streaming service in the US and in the UK. And each week we have a weekly movie club, where between July 5th and July 11th, we'll be covering the film The Lion King. But not just the original animated film, we'll also be covering the live action film too. Share your thoughts in the weekly movie club room in the Sorcerer Radio Discord at srsounds.com/discord. And I'll feature some of your comments in this week's podcast. You can find the D Plus Club on all major podcasting platforms, with new episodes every Sunday.
We are back. We got so much news, you guys. It was just, you know, we couldn't fit it all into one half. And the birthday drought is not still no more. We have birthdays. We have emails. We got more news for you. And we're just, it feels good. It feels good to be back in the flow, back in the groove. And I hope you're happy that we're back too. So now it's my turn to share some news. We got a little update this week about PhilharMagic. So they've been updating some rides and attractions, and I was very, very pleased to see that even though they're adding a scene to Mickey's PhilharMagic, they're not taking anything else out. So it's more along the lines of when they update Star Tours and they just add new scenes. We are getting a scene from Coco. So we'll get a brand new version of the song Un Poco Loco, and it will open at Disney California Adventure and Disneyland Paris on July 17th, and it'll be added to the attraction at Magic Kingdom during the 50th later this year. So Donald Duck will still be in there. He'll be right in the middle of all of it, but it'll be a fun little Coco twist. And Disney Parks blog let us know that this is the first Pixar movie that is added to the show. So it makes me wonder if they're going to keep adding new movies, or are they going to add a Luca scene? Are they going to add an Onward scene? Onward didn't really have music, but I'm excited to see what happens. They said, because music is such an integral part of the show, we were also fortunate to tap one of the film's original composers, the world-renowned Germaine Franco, to produce a Coco score unique to Mickey's PhilharMagic. So it's going to be a brand new version of Un Poco Loco that we have never heard before. We also got some news last week about D23. So we know that the event in California will be this next year. But in between D23 Expo events, there's an event in Florida called Destination D23. And it was supposed to be in 2020 and now got postponed to 2021. But they finally announced new dates. So for 2021, Destination D23 will be November 19th through the 21st. So it's going to be on my birthday. And I had a couple people be like, hey, this is on your birthday. I'm like, I know. Even Jeff messaged me and said, this is on your birthday.
I'm like, I did.
And that's really exciting. And it's going to be actually at the Contemporary Resort. So it'll be like you're on a convention, probably in the convention halls, but on Disney property. So it'll be really exciting. I don't know if we're going to go, but I would really like to. The tickets go on sale this month for D23 Gold members. And if you're interested in becoming a D23 Gold member, D23 says this, that they are the official Disney fan club. And as they celebrate 50 years of the Walt Disney World Resort and more, you can be the first to hear exciting announcements and see sneak peeks from the many worlds of Disney and relive your favorite memories with behind-the-scenes stories, special guests, and so much more at this fan favorite event. So you need to be a D23 member to purchase tickets, and D23 Gold or Turkish, the tickets go on sale in July. So D23 memberships are $99.99 a year for one person, and for a membership for two people is $129.99 a year. So it's only $30 to add that extra person. Might as well just go and add the extra person, honestly. And when you join D23, you'll get a gift. You get subscribed to their quarterly magazine. There's special D23 events that happen around the country. I know they've had movie showings in Chicago, and they do events on the Disney campus in California. And so there's a lot of great events that go on during the year that you can utilize this membership for outside of just these big D23 events every year. My last little piece of news is that, you know, there's the Disney floral and gifts department where you can order baskets and stuff that come to your room to celebrate different things. Well, they have a Halloween basket this year, and I'm going to tell you what's in it, and you got to tell me how much you think it is. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
It has a spooktacular keepsake character bin, a festive Halloween sash to decorate your guest room door. I even put a picture on there for you to see. It has a Mickey Mouse 15-inch plush, two traditional black Mickey ear hats, a spooky blanket, a Disney board game, tasty treats, and other mementos. It's available from August 1st through November 4th. And I'm interested to know how much you think this is. It is a lot of stuff.
It is. It is a lot of stuff.
They show two lollipops. They show candy bars, two bags of popcorn, chips and salsa, Rice Krispie treats, cookies, all kinds of stuff.
Clue game.
Yeah, like an actual board game.
Yeah.
Not like the one that comes with that dinner we were talking about earlier, but like one that you'd go to the store and buy. Two sets of ears, a plush, blanket.
$129.99.
$350.
Wow.
For a gift basket.
And I thought I was picking a high number.
Yeah. I was shocked. And I was going to put it in there, and I was like, no, I want to see what you think.
Wow. $300 for that.
I mean, I guess if you'd rather spend your money on that than going to the actual Boobash, which I saw that they've added, you know, we've talked about they're adding more reservations to the park pass system, but they've also added more tickets for Boobash. So on nights that were previously sold out, some of them are available again. I mean, I would rather go to Boobash than get this basket. But isn't that, that's astronomical.
That's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. Wow.
But I mean, I feel like it's pretty par for the course for Disney, honestly, lately. So, and it's limited time, which I feel like almost puts more draw to it. Because you can only get it for this certain time. You can only get it from August 1st through November 4th.
I look at this and I see a lot of reusable things. Not so much the food. That's going to be gone probably night one.
But I like the basket.
But like the basket can be reused when you go home for Halloween. You know, all of this stuff really you can reuse. The clue game you can continue to play when you go home. Yeah, so it's not a lot of things that just... you know, you can use while you're there. They chose well on the merchandise portion. The food and everything, just snackies, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
Which is always great for the Halloween season, considering that they don't have Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween party this year, and not as many people will be going to enjoy something like that. I think this is a nice alternative. Mm-hmm. The price point, wow. That's,
I mean, you might as well go to Boobash for $350.
I think it depends on the amount of people in your party.
Right. For us, for us, it would be the same price.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Like, I would definitely use, like, the bucket and stuff like that for here at home.
It's
for Halloween. So.
No, y'all can't see, but it's like a canvas tote. Yeah. Like a, not a tote bag, but like a, I don't know, like a storage basket.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things. Wow. That's crazy. Absolutely nuts.
So those were like a few little news stories that I found this week, in addition to what Jeff shared, that I thought were fun. Things that people needed to know.
Sounds good. We have got more things that we're going to talk about, like birthdays and emails, coming up here on DW60.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Visit dvc-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodations. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
Be sure to check out wdwdailynews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at wdwdailynews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Bringing more people together than ever before at one happy place, srsounds.com. Download Sorcerer Radio's mobile app today and hear the magic from your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. srsounds.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Sorcerer Radio, Walt Disney Music all day long, srsounds.com, DW60 back with you, Jeff and Nicole here with you. And I don't want to forget about a returning sponsor to Sorcerer Radio. We're so happy to have these guys back. We talked about them a lot a couple of years ago. We woke up every single morning with them a couple of years ago. Expedition Roasters. once again with the Sorcerer Radio family. We're extremely excited about, and guess what? That code SR20 has returned once again. Get 20% off your very first purchase with Expedition Roasters over at expeditionroasters.com. I think we still have some coffee from them in the pantry somewhere.
We probably need more.
I can't remember.
I think we need some new stuff.
I think we need new stuff. Gotta have new stuff, yeah. Most definitely.
New coffee for the new house.
There we go. We do have some emails that we want to get to. One is a general email. The other, we're going to do birthdays, of course. Let's take a look here. So this email says this. Hello, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
My name is Jose Maria, and I write this email from, and I hope I'm saying this right, Ibi, Spain, or Ibi, Spain?
I was going to say Ibi.
Maybe Ibi, but there ain't. You know, Jose's in Spain. That's
cool.
I listen to your show on Sorcerer Radio app and Spotify, and I love it. Congratulations for your great job every week. I'm a Disney World fan since our first visit, my wife, Eva, and I, on our honeymoon in 2016. It was so magical, which is good, fantastic. Yes. I remember my wife, it was like her childhood dream, crying while watching the main parade, RIP parades. I know. When are those coming back? Come on.
We were talking about Jeez. It the other day.
Since then, we visited twice to Disneyland Paris, and we're planning to go back to Orlando for our 50th anniversary in 2024. Wow.
That is awesome.
That is fantastic. I love the sound of that. Meanwhile, next July 5th is my wife's 47th birthday, and next 4th of July is my daughter Adriana's 14th as well. So please give her a birthday greeting, sparkles, and stuff to them. They are also big Disney World fans. I cannot tell you which was our favorite restaurant or snack or best read. In fact, all of them. All of them. That there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Is a good answer.
That's okay. When you say all of them, I'll take it. You get a ding on that, okay? But I can tell you there's nothing like having a Frappuccino in front of Cinderella Castle.
Agreed.
I agree with you 100% on that. I hope you enjoy your new place. Thank you. Big hug for both you guys, and keep going with your show. And, of course, have a magical day from Jose Maria in Spain.
I love it.
All the way over there in Spain.
We got to get our map up. Now we have the space.
Gosh.
We've been talking about that map, and
world
we knew
map.
We were getting a new house.
Yeah.
We didn't say anything, but that's why we hadn't put the map up, and now we got space. Now we got to get our map.
All right, so let's see here. Wife's 47th birthday. Next July 4th is his daughter. Is it, how do you, his daughter's name?
Ariadna.
Ariadna, I think.
That's
on the 14th. Name. Okay, so you, of course you guys do get sparkles. There's this, just no doubt about that. You do get a heck yeah as well. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your email. I appreciate that. What's our next birthday shout out?
It says, hey besties. Hey girl.
Hey there.
It's from Maggie. She said, it's that time of year again, my annual DW60 birthday shout out. My birthday was Tuesday, the 29th. It's time to celebrate the last year of my 20s, and I hope you guys are doing well with moving in. All the best, Maggie Hurd.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday!
Last year of the 20s.
I'm not quite there yet.
I remember that.
You remember it fondly. Do you remember it?
I'm not sure if I fully remember it, but I do remember it. I will say that. Yeah. Fantastic. Maggie, happy birthday to you.
Sparkles and ding and heck yeah.
You get a ding, of course. You get your heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right. Check this out. Hi, Jeff and Nicole. Sawyer turns 6 years old tomorrow. His favorite ride at Walt Disney World is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Okay. He is now tall enough to ride Rockin' Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. His favorite Disney movie is The Lion King, which is also the theme to his birthday this year. His favorite show on Disney Plus is The Lion Guard, and he loved listening to park music here on Sorcerer Radio. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Jeff and Nicole, that is from Mr. Andrew Sparks, host of Touring the World.
They are at Disney right now.
Yes, they are.
For their annual trip, and this week in 2018 was when I met Andrew.
Oh, yeah, you were at the parade. Yeah.
When I was the Grand Marshal for the parade, and that's he recorded
right.
it.
That's right.
Yeah. It was coming up on my memory.
So, Sawyer.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
You get that. You got to get them sparkles. And, of course, you also get a ding for all the great stuff that you enjoy on Disney Plus and, you know, stuff like that. So,
Lion King's a good one.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. What's our final birthday this week?
Our last birthday comes from Don McCarthy. It says, good day, Jeff and Nicole. I'm writing to ask for a big birthday shout out to my husband, Justin. He's celebrating his birthday on June the 15th. So just a couple weeks ago. It says, thank you, Don McCarthy, his loving and adoring wife. Thanks, guys. Oh, and some birthday sparkles, too. Got to get sparkles for Justin.
Okay, so first of all.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
For your birthday. Big ding for you. And of course, you're going to get the sparkles.
I mean, she asked for them. We got to do it.
We got to do it. Justin, happy birthday to you. If you have a birthday that you want to be, you want to do a shout out here on the show, an audio message, of course, or anything else like that, send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. For all those celebrating a birthday this week, this birthday message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay, pal, make a special wish and blow out the candle.
Hooray! Ah, have a great day!
Bye now!
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
Nice
real soon.
To see you!
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
We all love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news, and behind-the-scenes information.
Other support levels include stickers, shout-outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio. We want to thank everybody for checking out DW60 today, whether you're listening to the live version of the show on Sorcerer Radio or you're listening to the podcast version of the show. And we definitely appreciate everybody being patient with us for the last couple of weeks with our move into our new home and getting the studio set up and everything else. How can everybody find us on social media?
You can find us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, talking all things news and Sorcerer Radio and the music and all kinds of great stuff. We're also in the Sorcerer Radio Discord, and every Friday morning during the show when it airs on the station, we chat live with everyone listening. That's always a ton of fun and a ton of gifts and just hilarious. You can find us on Instagram at DW60PressRow, and if you have a message for us, if you have a comment, if you have a question for us, you need some advice, or you have a birthday you want to celebrate on the air, you can send us an email at dw60@srsounds.com.
You want to hear the podcast version of the show? It'll be out a little bit later on this weekend. Of course, this show replays tonight. If you didn't get to hear all of it, it'll happen at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Sorcerer Radio. You've also got a podcast coming out this weekend that you did within the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Tell them about it real quick.
Yeah, Colleen Bentley from WDW Park Planners and I did a episode all about Disney World Bachelorette parties and going to Disney and the parks with your friends. And just all the things that there are to do and special ways that you can celebrate a fun friends trip.
Make sure to subscribe. Also give us those 5-star ratings over on Apple Podcast. Really helps out the show. And spread the word if you're listening to DW60. Share it on social media as well. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com. And have a magical day.